Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now into hour number two. Thanks for joining us. Got a guest coming up who's in The New Scientist, talking about all the new forms of mind control being brought forward against the population. The next 30 minutes will continue with the news and your calls. Last hour, I read a Reuters report about government's own documents admitting that Prozac is causing bizarre brain growths in babies in their mother's wombs, sterilizing them as well, but later in life, causing total dysfunction. It is causing miscarriages and low birth weight, but they say go ahead and keep taking it. That's what the government says. Go ahead and keep taking it, you know. Doesn't matter if fluoride does all those same things. We have all their studies. Just keep taking it. Just keep taking it. Just showing their level of wickedness. So there's been new battles in Fallujah and just a lot more coming up on the police state end. Right now, let's go to Robert in Missouri. Robert, go ahead.
Brother Jones, how are you, sir?
Fine, my friend.
I am native of Texan myself, and you are indeed behind enemy lines, my friend. I was just going to ask two quick questions. One, you used to play a theme song by some British group, and the name of it, I believe, was Revolution.
You know, it's funny that you'd call about that. I aired Renegade, just a minute and a half of it, a Steve Voss song, and I was telling him, find Renegades for me by Krista Berg, and if perhaps Scott can find Jason and dig that CD out, or I think it's on the computer too, I'd like to re-air that song. It's a great song.
So it's Krista Berg?
Yes, I don't have the spelling.
Okay, that's all right. The next question I've got is there a possibility for a not-for-profit organization such as a church to exist without being a 501c3 corporation?
Didn't have it until the 40s, before churches had the First Amendment. You know, the government doesn't tell us what to do, and we're tax-exempt. And then they said, oh, just a little form you sign to make it all official. And then, oh, by the way, we added to this, you can't talk about politics. And, oh, now your practitioners can't, and now you've got to shut up. And, of course, it's still there. There's thousands of churches that aren't 501c3. But once you sign up, it's a contract with the government. And again, look, the First Amendment, the big law, says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or the free exercise thereof, or the press, or the people to peaceably assemble and redress grievances and all that.
Exactly. So the reason I asked is because the religion that I belong to, it, for some reason, for the most part, no one knows for a fact if they are or not, unless they go up, you know, into the hierarchy of the church. And I can't. Is there a list you can go to check?
What church are you a member of?
Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
They're 501c3, I know that.
How can you go out and find out for sure?
Well, they're registered with the government. I mean, it's one of the biggest churches in the country. They're 501c3.
Is there a national registry you can go check with?
Yeah, but I mean, I've read articles where they're 501c3.
Huh.
All the big ones are.
Okay. Well, that answers my question. Hey, Godspeed. I appreciate you, though.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. I know I've seen that. Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead. Steve hung up. Tom in Florida, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, Alex?
We're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Okay, here's the deal. I got the 2002 annual drinking water report from my city of Crystal River, which is where I'm from. And it says here on the bottom, inorganic contaminants. So right there, it's labeled as a contaminant. On our report, that's their little clause word to get them out of trouble if anybody ever says, well, my son has, you know, let's see, what's one of the bad things? Dental fluorosis. And one of your children comes up with dental fluorosis, which is caused by consuming water at a young age with fluoride in it. So you see, and it shows here, it says likely common sources of contamination. One is erosion of natural deposits. Okay, I can buy that. Second one is water additive, which promotes strong teeth. If it's an additive, how could it be a contaminant? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, stay there. We'll cover more of it. It's all hidden in plain view.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now 8 minutes and 29 seconds into this second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Coming up, we have one of the scientists in the news, scientists. Coming on, mind control getting smarter by the minute, and it's just a huge five-page article with bullet point after bullet point of incredible mind control systems, what they call it, already being used against you and your family. Secret arrest of citizens, forced drugging, mind control beams, mind control towers, darkness says they want to put them up on city streets. We already know they're being tested. That was in the Boston Globe last year. It's just all in here. It's you want to talk about the Twilight Zone, you're going to enter it. Mainstream news here in a little while. Talking about mind control, though, we were just talking to a caller who is calling us from Florida, Tom, and he's reading from his local city, and I've seen a lot of these, it's very similar, where they have liability protection going, hey, your drinking water is not really safe. It could have inorganic contaminants from natural and government sources. But these, quote, things listed as contaminants, it listed as a contaminant, but then it says it's good. It's a chemical contaminant for your good. Low birth weight, brain damage, bizarre brain growth, fracturing of bones. I mean, there's literally hundreds of studies I've read on air There's stuff from the 30s, University of Texas, I've seen. Hitler used sodium fluoride as a mind control agent. And it's the same molecules used in Prozac, which, lo and behold, Reuters reports, is in the water supply, brain-damaging people, causing weird brain growths, sterilizing you. I mean, it's just... go ahead and finish up, Tom.
Okay, well, what I was talking about was, like you said, it's hidden in plain view. It's so obvious. And
yeah, go back to what you were reading from your...
The inorganic contaminant. It tells you, it literally says, likely source of contamination. For fluoride, ppm, it says 0.91, which is the level detected, that's parts per million, per mil. And it says erosion of natural deposits is one of the ways that it could likely be contaminated. Well, yeah, you can buy that. But the next one says water additive, which promotes strong teeth. If it's an additive to water, how could it be a contaminant? That's, I mean, that's, it's hidden in plain view. It's obvious.
By the way, again, we've had the top epidemiologists, the top neurologists. I mean, I've probably had 20 of them on the show in the last couple of years. And we had the head dentist on from Canada, and he's also got a biology degree, molecular biology. And he's the guy that helped get fluoride put in the water 10 years ago. They kept refusing, and he finally got it done. Then he got all the world studies, came out and said, I apologize, it's true. It's not just sodium fluoride that can cause brain damage, all these problems being done. He said, I apologize, it's toxic waste from the aluminum, nuclear weapons plants, it's the byproduct, and from fertilizer plants. And he said, in the stuff they're dumping in the water, there's mercury, lead, all these toxins mixed in with it. So they... it's like depleted uranium. It's so big, so evil, out in the open, that the Army's own top scientist who wrote the literal book for the Army on depleted uranium, Dr. Rocky, and many others have gone public. Senators have gone public. The New York Daily News last month did tests of the blood of the troops, and everybody that thought they were sick from it had, you know, levels that could kill you of radiation in their blood from DU. That exact isotope was in them. And... so they have all this DU left over from nuclear weapons production and spent fuel rods at power plants, so they grind it up, put it in weapons, armor-piercing. It turns into aerosolized particulate. You breathe it. Their own Army training videos and manuals, which we have on the website, say it's deadly, you got to wear masks, we'll only use it in certain areas. You know,
oh my God.
And they've used it, but again,
they don't.
Hold on, let me finish. It's a toxic waste, so they... give it a value, and then spray it all over the planet, including 8 sites in the U.S. Go ahead.
And people don't even realize. You ask somebody, oh, do you know what depleted uranium is? Oh, no, I don't know what it is. Just another metal. And they don't tell them. Take a pack of cigarettes and show them that a brick of depleted uranium of that size is 10 times the density of lead. So not only...
I thought it was 3 times.
Is it 3 times? I'm sorry. I'm exaggerating. I shouldn't have. Something. Okay. Anyways, the problem is people don't understand anything anymore. The stuff is hidden in plain view. It's right out in the open. And these
hey,
people...
look, Reuters, the federal government comes out and says it's causing weird brain tumors, miscarriages, low birth weights, early births, premature births. It's basically sterilizing the children, sexual dysfunction. And they say, but we say continue to take it. It's good for you. It actually says continue to take it.
Yeah, exactly. And they give it to children.
Oh, and by the way, it's in the water supply because over 10 million adults and now over 6 million children are on it. And this stuff doesn't break down because it's chemical. It's artificial. And we're drinking it. So, and I'll put the plug in. Why any of you don't get a good purification system?
Right on.
Don't buy it from our sponsor, which is the product I use. Buy it from somebody else, but make sure it says purification, not filtration. Filtering does nothing. Well, it does a little bit, but not a lot.
Exactly. Well, that was one thing I wanted to hit on, Alex.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, filtration cuts out bacteria and stuff that will give you Montezuma's revenge, and some it will reduce chemicals. But you need purification. Purification. It'll say water purifier on the box, but on the back it says filtration. You need purification. Very few will do this. We've got a reverse osmosis machine. It's always breaking down, so we just end up using the big Berkey. It cuts it out. And let me give you the number for that. And she brought it up. I didn't bring this up. You brought it up, sir. 1-888-803-4438. Made in America, and it makes the show possible. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to Infowars.com to the shopping cart, and it's right there, too. Okay, let's go ahead and go to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
Yes, sir, Alex. I know you're busy. This will just take about a minute, if you don't mind.
Sure, go ahead. You got the
I've listened to you for several years, and very interesting. On the front page of the Dallas Morning News this morning, below a very sad article about San Diego, Texas, the second fine young man wasted now, and unfortunately our military, they're following orders. But below this article, on the front page, here we go, Dallas Morning News, front page, bottom of the front page, just following orders, Highland Park Police jail woman, 97. They arrested her at her home and handcuffed her and took her to jail and held her till she got her lawyer there and then allowed her to leave on her own recognizance. Now, it was all over the fact that her sons say she lives alone in Highland Park for 60 years, ex-Hockaday teacher of sound mind, lives alone, cooks her own meals, goes out to lunch regularly, and still involved in the community. She has good eyesight. She failed to renew, her inspection sticker and registration, and so they, apparently she discarded the notification or didn't follow through on it, so they, on the second time around, they went to arrest her. Now, you know, a lot of times in the good old days, a lot of people are critical of them. Now, I'm 72. There were a lot of fine things in the good old days. Highland Park is, a high-end, what the new boomers call
it's the end. It's the highest end community in Texas.
Okay, now in the good old days, in that type of community, which, you know, so many people are critical of the good old days, okay, the basics of the good old days, there had been a fine young man there in a clean uniform, hat under his arm, knocking on the door, and when she would answer the door, he would possibly say, "Ma'am, I'm sorry to bother you with this, but could we possibly clear this up here now, and there'll be no other further problem." And he'd call her ma'am, and now they didn't say they roughed her up, but they handcuffed a 97-year-old woman and took her to jail.
Well,
now, I mean, there's something wrong.
Well, they viciously assault 95-year-old women.
Well, see, I heard you yesterday discussing that, I believe. Where did that happen? Oregon?
Yeah, it happens.
I know you're busy. I don't want to hold you
up. Hey, let me tell you another story I have, an Associated Press report. There was a duck running around in this rural child's backyard, and folks, if we haven't taken pot shots at squirrels and rabbits and ducks, if they come around with a BB gun, then we haven't lived. He shoots the duck. It was somebody's duck. They arrest him, criminally charged. He's facing 4 years in prison. He's 9 years old. Now, if shooting a duck with a BB gun, you know, by a pond that he didn't know was domesticated, I'd be in prison. I'm 9 years old. I've been in prison. I mean, let's be honest. You want to talk about running around with a BB gun? That's me. And so this is the new thing. I mean, just anything, the most small thing, you're going to get arrested. Go ahead.
Well, listen, Alex, I know you're busy, but I think what it is, where everybody goes on a database. Now, please, I've heard you say this, and I believe this, too, because I have associated with Dallas professionals through the years when I worked out of Dallas for years. Fine people. I fished with them. Wonderful people. I used to fish with a World War II vet that was a plainclothes detective with a... And we'd go fishing, and he'd stick a .45 loaded with a clip in his belt. And it was strictly, he was very professional, but he was allowed to do this in a very professional manner. We'd have some good fishing trips up in Lake Dallas or Tawakoni or wherever.
I understand, so go ahead.
And I don't want to go on about this, but it's changing, and there are a lot of, like you say and I say, there's a lot of fine, dedicated people out there. But it's out of hand. I wonder if they're trying to. I'm sure it's a corporation. They need money.
Well, sir, the Dallas Morning News has reported that in one of the wealthy suburbs, they do knock and talk. They come to your door and say, "Ma'am, mind if we come in and look at your husband's guns?" And they go right down the street. And the guns aren't even illegal. They literally just want to come in and inspect your home like it's the Soviet Union, sir.
Well, you know, it's too bad that this isn't all brought up on the Three Stooges at 5:30 on the major network.
Oh, no. They're going to tell you how good this all is. Thanks for the call, John. Listen, I hear you. But, hey, the middle class is going to get the rude awakening now. They're done with the poor folks. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
What kind of gift can you give to someone who has everything? Are you running out of ideas? Out of time? How can you surprise your loved ones with a gift they'll never expect? Well, think of a song written especially for them, and all you have to do is go to www.songsforever.com and provide us all the information about that special someone. Interesting facts, unique things about them, and all you can think of. Songsforever.com will use that information brought to us by you to compose a unique song with original lyrics inspired by everything you've told us. Just listen. Birthday coming soon? Anniversary? Wedding perhaps? Mother's Day's coming up? Just go to www.songsforever.com. That's www.songsforever.com.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer we did some 2-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving. Equities are treading water. To say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven. Physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself. Protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
All right, we got to go to these calls really fast because I got a guest coming up. Let's give each caller about a minute. Patrick in West Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Alex, I'm a 80% disabled veteran, and after your show yesterday, it's almost too painful for me to listen to your show.
Oh, where they beat up the 95-year-old lady?
Yes, sir. I mean, the tyranny in this country. And with your permission, I'd like to say something to the military officers and the active and retired and enlisted.
Well, it's free speech here on this broadcast. Say whatever you want.
Well, like I'd say, I'm talking to those who believe in our way of life and our Constitution and our republic. I'm sorry, Alex. I'm kind of having a panic attack here. We're sworn to defend and protect the Republic, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And my point is, Alex, the enemy is not in Iraq or Afghanistan or 120 other different countries. The enemy is inside the gate.
We need Operation American Freedom. They're turning America into what Saddam did for the CIA in Iraq. And I appreciate your service, and God bless you, my friend, and I understand why you're upset. Take care. Let's go ahead, and who's up next here? George in Texas. Go ahead, George.
Yes, sir. I've got a comment and a question. My comment is that the globalists are manifesting themselves in many ways in the United States through our organizations, our money supply, our courts. I read an article on Steve Quayle's website that came from a Russian journalist who said that NATO is currently 3.7 million man combat ready, and that's about 10 times the size of our military. These globalists are using us up in so many ways, and I'm just wondering.
And then Europe plays the part of the savior and the good cop, exactly.
Okay, so that's the connection. Okay, all right. Well, that's a big army. That is a huge army. Okay, I just thought that was my question, if you saw a connection there.
Well, certainly. I appreciate the call. Good point. Let's talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Jones? I'll make it quick. Yesterday, that really disturbed me about that 95-year-old woman. I wonder if them officers that served with him are really proud of their team. They protect him. And
they admit she did nothing but try to bring water to her 71-year-old blind daughter. They'd already tasered five times, beaten, and sprayed pepper spray on. They just started hitting her before she even touched him.
I mean, that's important.
And then they assaulted her.
They must really be proud. They tough. They're a team, a real good team. But anyway, I got to where anything that represents this government, I'm against it. Even our service boys. And I thought I'd never say that. I'm ashamed of them, and I don't really care about them no more, Mr. Jones. They're killing all them Iraqi children. The whole town they're going to kill if they want to be free or not. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I wouldn't blame the troops. They're just like the general public, and they're being used just as much, being given deadly vaccines, horrible uranium. People like Pat Tillman, you know, the NFL guy, they really believed in this. They're good people who are compartmentalized and being conned. And a lot of them I talk to are waking up and are aware. And so we've got to reach out to them. I mean, I don't think they're actively evil. Most of them in major polls and studies they've done say they won't fire on us under orders. That's why they get shipped overseas. So a lot of them are good people. They're just...
One guy, he just jogged with Bush. He got his leg blown off. He lives here in Denham Springs. He's just as proud that he jogged with Bush and he lost his leg. And he don't even care about the leg. He jogged with President Bush around the White House. He lives just another parish down, just as proud as can be.
Well, you know, once you get your leg blown off, you don't want to say that it was wrong. You want to, you know, that commits you more to it. Thanks for the call. It's sad, Charles. Let's talk to Johnny in Hawaii. Go ahead, caller.
Thanks, Alex. I just want to commend you and your staff and your family on Prison Planet TV. That's such an enormous array of information. In you know, the video and audio formats, and special interviews and articles, it is just tremendous. And you guys really put together a super site.
Well, it's going to get a lot better, and it's 15 cents a day to subscribe. Most of the site is free, but just to pay for the bandwidth, we have to do this.
Yeah.
And I hope people will go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up.
Yeah, oh, it's definitely worth it. Gosh, it's, you know, if they don't, you're really missing a great opportunity to see.
Well, I'm going today to do a special report that'll then be up in the next few days. Another hour-long special report every week.
Oh, super. Great.
Video, yeah.
You're looking forward to it. Okay, thanks a lot, Alex. And hang in there.
Hey, I appreciate the call, Johnny. They're in Hawaii. I've never been to Hawaii. I'd like to go to Hawaii sometime, but got to stay here in the foxhole, my friends, and keep fighting the globalists. We're going to break and come back with this doctor and get into this article out of the New Scientist. Mind control getting smarter by the minute. A lot of interesting developments you may not have been aware of. And then we'll continue with your calls as well with a guest and a bunch of other key news items. But I love the listeners because they bring up so many different angles that we would have never discussed. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog, or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're joined by Dr. Richard Glenn Boir, and he is the chief legal counsel for the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics, CCLE. We have a link to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And a detailed article, we've covered basically everything that's in here piece by piece, but this is all together. Mind control, getting smarter by the minute. Do we block traumatic memories, amnesiac drugs? Already testing them on the troops, by the way. That don't know, Mr. Barr was aware of that. Also, you know, grabbing people, forcibly drugging them like Dr. Charles T. Sell. DARPA talking about mind control towers to send out these waves to calm us for our safety. You know, all of this. And Dr. Boir, thank you for joining us today.
I'm happy to be here.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, the organization, and then the frightening developments that most people aren't aware of.
Well, I'm the like you said, the chief legal counsel for the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics. We're a nonprofit policy organization that is really centered on developing and articulating what's meant by freedom of thought in the law right now. And as it stands, it's actually a very important concept, but one which has had very little actual development by the courts, because up until now, it hasn't been a real concern. There wasn't a way to manipulate or alter the way that a person thought, and at least not in a very direct way. So what we're doing is trying to develop the policies that will hopefully protect freedom of thought into the next century with all these different technology that is here now and more is coming.
Well, the government on ABC News last week admitted that cynically the big political parties are paying millions of dollars to have people hooked up to brain scanners while they watch their political ads. Now, you know, the science of mind control or advertisement or whatever has gotten more and more sophisticated. The public's gotten more and more dumbed down. And people don't even understand. These are very sophisticated, again, cynical, focused mechanisms. And we are being bombarded with scientifically crafted programming schemes.
Well, that's exactly right. There's a field now that's relatively new. It's like spawned in the last 3 years or so, called neuromarketing. And initially, this was focused on kind of, you know, take a focus group of people, show them different products and advertising, and instead of asking them questions about, you know, how they related to the product or the advertising, they would actually wire them up to brainwave machines and read the brainwaves to determine how they were actually reacting. And the hope was that they could craft advertisements so that the advertisements would entirely bypass the deliberative portion of the brain and go straight to that section that would convince somebody that they just wanted to buy it. They didn't care
so
why.
So go right past the cerebral cortex. I would tell you, I've been in the UT psychology department 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. This has been going on for decades. They're just now talking about it.
That's probably true. What you referred to, the New York Times article that gave evidence this is now being used to examine and possibly to craft political advertisements. So that, you know, to us, neuromarketing has not been a big deal. We don't see it as, I think it's a lot more hype than reality. But I think when it's used for political purposes, or perhaps when it's used to tune up advertising that's going to go to, let's say, kids during a Saturday morning cartoon show, that you're reaching a different type of demographic, you're using it for different purposes, and that's kind of our look at technology.
Well, Dr.
Overall.
Barr, I mean, obviously, without hooking people up to brain scanners, dictators, politicians, thousands of years ago, figured out ways to bypass the thinking process. That's all Hitler talked about, was the nighttime rallies, the uniforms, the emotion, the screaming, all of that. And so they were already using those sciences. They're just now accessing and seeing the results of what they already knew. I mean, let me give you an example. Did you know that the Defense Department and Justice Department are involved in what I call propaganda placement, that is funding scripts in Hollywood?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, well, turn on Threat Matrix, 24, any of these shows, The Shield. Every episode is torturing people, torture's good. That is conditioning right there, just at the social level, that torture's now a good thing. I mean, we just see the, you know, the power of television changing our mindset.
Well, I think that's exactly right, and why, in fact, it's necessary now that, you know, there's been the law has done a good job to focus on individual freedoms when it comes to what you can do or can't do with your body. But it's very, very slow to coming to examine what we can or can't do with our mind. And that's the future of freedom is, are we going to have autonomy and privacy over our own brain functioning? And increasingly, because this area is not defined, we're already seeing encroachments. We're seeing it, like you mentioned, the Dr. Sell case.
Well, let's get into that in a second. But I'm sure you're aware of 2 years ago at 5 airports, they put NASA-developed distance brain scanners in that scan your brain. And then they call you aside if you're having aggressive thoughts, you know, if your brain shows agitation. I'm sure you heard about that.
Well, I heard that NASA had considered that, and there is a technology called brain
fingerprinting. No. I have the CBS News report. They put it in 5 airports.
I'd like to see the support for that. From my understanding, brain fingerprinting is used. Brain fingerprinting is a technology that's like a 21st century polygraph, where devices are placed on the skull, and you can read the brain waves, a P300 brain wave, and determine whether or not somebody has a memory. And the memory, for instance, could be of an explosive. It could be of a
weapon. They show you a crime scene. They show you a crime scene, and does the brain, you know, react to that in the memory center?
Right, precisely.
But, sir, yes, sir. They have distance brain scanners that they're going to put in, that they say they've put in. And yes, sir, this is going on. And my whole point here is that we already disproved the old lie detector stuff, so now they just get a bigger black box and say, prove it doesn't work.
Well, that's what's so frightening about this. And also, the way that it's being marketed is not as a polygraph test, because people are already incredulous about polygraphs. We don't tend to believe the results of those. But fingerprints, on the other hand, are something where it's almost the quintessential got'em kind of evidence.
And there's the semantical connection. Again, that's mind control, to take a term we trust and then connect it to something entirely new.
That's right. So brain fingerprinting is something that comes across on the gloss as being a highly scientific, very precise method of determining, you know, guilt from innocence. But in fact, it's most invasive kind of technology you can imagine. There's nothing more intimate or private than your own thoughts and memories. And here's a device that is being marketed in order to invade that, and we think that's very problematical.
Well, I'm sure you heard about the ground-penetrating radar they put in, again, five airports and other overseas ones, that looks through your clothes and gives you a crisp, naked image.
Right. Haven't heard about that.
So if we'll accept that, why not accept the brain scan?
Well, that's the problem, is that people tend to be pretty complacent right now. They're willing to trade freedom for what they believe is at least a perceived safety. But, you know, the fact is that the greatest atrocities in history have been done by governments. And so we're in a situation now where I think we don't want to be trading away what is, in fact, the most essential part of our humanity, which is the how and what we think. And with
well, that's it.
And
in your incredible article in The New Scientist, where you're quoted quite a bit, I want to get into this, because let's start at the top. Let's start with amnesiac drugs. 2 years ago, I saw Mr. Marshall, the head of futures at the Pentagon, saying in the future it won't matter what weapons we have, it'll be what drugs we're on. We're testing amnesiacs on troops after they do, you know, these things. And now there's this discussion of erasing memories, kind of a Philip K. Dick book, you know, something out of Paycheck, but doing it chemically. And you get into that in this story. And then also the force drugging. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of stuff that's going on now that is very cyberpunk-like, like you say, Philip K. Dick. One of these areas is what we're calling memory management drugs. And these are drugs that are pharmaceutical drugs that are produced either for dimming, and in some cases in the future, perhaps erasing memories. And the desire here is that there's a lot of people with post-traumatic stress disorder who, you know, would like a way of reducing recall of very traumatic events. But of course, there's also the dark sides of these drugs. You know, somebody could give you a drug and erase your memory. Goodbyes to shredding papers. Now it's all about shredding actual recall. So there's a dangerous area that these things could drift into. On the other hand, like I said, for post-traumatic stress disorder, they could be wonderful. There's also a field of drugs now that is developing very quickly, which is designed to actually boost memory to make your recall more quicker and also more accurate.
Well, you know, they advertise the Prozac classes doing that, but the real studies show it's that placebo is better statistically than a Prozac, and you know, then there's all these side effects. You start messing with the brain to be able to suppress memories. Give me a break. That has to affect the brain system-wide, unless you surgically or electronically excise the neurons themselves.
Well, I think that the point here is that if there's going to be any managing of memory through the use of drugs to happen, it ought to be done with a respect for the individual who is involved here. So I think that if we don't respect the individual and allocate this power to the person as opposed to the government, we're walking into a very dangerous area. And that means by allocating it to the person that you should have a right to erase the memory, you should have a right to boost your memory. The government, however, should not have the right to force upon you.
But from Hitler to Stalin to today, they love to say you're mentally ill and grab you and shock you or drug you. And we see this with Charles T. Sell, the Army doctor, exposing Waco atrocities. They grab him, forcibly drug him now for 6 years in solitary confinement, quote, getting him ready for trial. And last year the Supreme Court said, this is great, do it to whoever you want. Comments?
Well, the Supreme Court didn't say that. The Supreme Court said, wait a minute, government is not allowed to drug somebody solely for the purpose of making them competent to stand trial. That's what the Sell case was about. Dr. Sell was, you know, arrested on these fraud charges. Then the government suddenly starts saying that he's paranoid and they need to give him antipsychotic drugs to make him essentially think the way that they want him to think. So when this case got to the Supreme Court and we were involved in the case, the Supreme Court said, hey, wait a minute, Dr. Sell is not dangerous to himself. There's a finding of that. He's not dangerous to other people.
Well, doctor, let me stop, because maybe my memory's failing. Maybe they've given me some of the drugs.
Right.
Because I don't really have a very good memory. I read part of the ruling on air. The Supreme Court, I thought, found for the government. That's what I remember in the headlines.
No, that's not correct. The Supreme Court found in favor of Dr. Spell, but they didn't find, they didn't articulate very carefully what his interest was. Our argument before the court was, look, the interest here is freedom of thought.
Oh, you were in the court?
Yeah, we were one of the amicus parties.
Well, then
the
I certainly believe you. Okay, then maybe the spin was different, and I believe the media would do something like that. Now, is he still in prison?
So what the court did was they sent this case back down saying, look, lower courts, you need to decide whether or not Dr. Sell really is or isn't dangerous. And they kind of gave the courts a nudge saying, if you find he's dangerous, then it's going to be okay for you to shoot him up.
Well, yeah, that was the spin in the news, that if we think you're dangerous, we can drug you.
Yeah.
And so I guess the media spun it that way, so I guess you can look at it either way. You see it half full, I see it half empty. They should have thrown this out immediately.
Yeah, I see it. No, I don't see it half full. I see it, you know, half full and half empty. I think that the decision didn't go far enough. I was arguing that it should protect absolutely a person's right to think the way they want, and the government has no power to change the way you think through the use of powerful drugs. That, to me, is, you know, once we sell that, go down that road, there is no freedom left.
Well, how long's long enough? 6 years, 10 years, 20 years being drugged? Now, they wouldn't tell us. They just said they were antipsychotics. Did you ever find out exactly what he's been being given for 6 years in a hole?
Well, that was part of the problem. One of the many problems was that they didn't have a specific drug that they were even trying to get approval for. They just wanted to get some drug into him, and you know, they would do a little change here, a little test there, in order to get him to think the way that they wanted him to think. So they weren't even able to specify the particular drug for him. And remember, Dr. Sell is a doctor, so he is aware of the side effects of this drug. He did not want.
Did they hold him down and give it to him?
Well, that's part of what is very Orwellian about forced drugging, and it means forced drugging. When somebody doesn't want to take a drug, the only way to give it to them is to strap them down on a gurney and inject it into them. So it is a terrifying image.
How is Dr. Sell holding up to 6+ years in solitary confinement with the injections?
Well, he has been doing the very best that he can. He's actually served more time now in custody than he would have had he been gone to trial and been convicted of the very offenses that he's been charged
with.
But
they must prepare him first.
It's very frightening.
Maybe you need to have a visit, doctor. I mean, you don't like it. Maybe you're mentally ill. Maybe I am. Maybe we need this.
Well, that's right. When in this case, remember, they didn't. There was no evidence that he was that. You know, I don't want to get into the nuances of the law here, but there are certain circumstances in which the government, if they find you, you know, frothing at the mouth and out in the middle of the street, you know, clearly out of your mind, in most states they're allowed to take you into custody.
Then a doctor makes a determination.
Right.
We haven't even done
right.
that myself. They just say, we're going to see if you're crazy. We're going to drug you for that. Yeah.
That was the problem with this case. He was not mentally incompetent. He was only, as far as the government was concerned, incompetent in the sense that he didn't really understand, according to them, the nuances of what happened.
Well, they just can't have a dentist who was at Waco under Army control talking about him greasing the Davidians.
Yeah, I think that a lot of it had to do with exactly what he was saying.
So like the Soviet Union, oh, you think the premier is bad? We'll just grab you and drug you and see how you like it.
Yeah, the precedent is contrary to everything that the United States is supposed to stand for.
Well, sir, you cover a lot. I mean, there's a lot in this article, the stuff they're doing. What else is going on?
Well, there's an interesting technology now that's called hypersonic sound, and it's a technology, I don't know if you remember the phonautograph. This was something that Alexander Graham Bell invented back in the late 1800s.
Well, speaking of Philip K. Dick, in the Minority Report, they beam the sound right at you, and it's tailored to you. 3 years ago, I had the CEO on with these Coke machines that beam audio right into your skull.
Exactly. That's what I was referring to, is hypersonic sound. This is a technology that actually commandeers your eardrum. It's potentially very invasive. So I don't want to be walking down the street and suddenly have Coke advertisements or political advertisements or anything else for that matter coming straight into my mind, interrupting my thoughts. But that's what this technology has the potential to do. And like you said, according to Forbes magazine of September last year, these were being installed in Coke machines in Tokyo right now.
Yeah, and a couple of years ago I had the CEO on. He says it's just wonderful.
Well, you know, I think that my position on every technology is that it's got good and bad uses. And so I'm sure there are some fantastic uses for hypersonic sound.
You know, this
the
stuff's like biological weapons,
somebody's will.
This stuff's like biological weapons. I mean, they can say it has a good use, but it's so dangerous you can't turn it loose.
Well, I think that the way that the law should be drawn and the line should recognize that individuals have the say here. If you don't want to have your thoughts interrupted through something like hypersonic sound, if you don't want to have your memories probed by something like brain fingerprinting, or if you don't want to have your memories erased by a drug like propranolol, that is your right, and the law ought to be strongly protective of what we are calling cognitive liberty. If we don't do that, freedom of thought is gone, and if freedom of thought is gone, all of the other basic freedoms are gone, because without freedom of thought, what freedom is left?
Well, doctor, you're just amazing. I want to go to break, come back, give out your website for your organization, Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics. But also, the Pentagon says they're going to sell all this to us, the microchips under the skin, all of it, as a fad, as being cool, selling it to the young people. Oh, you can't get into the club unless you sign off to allow this. So I want to talk about how you see them selling us, the propaganda of selling us mind control, okay?
Sure.
I want to get your take on that. And perhaps take some calls if you've got time. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Fighting the Prison Planet. I have links to this new scientist story. Very, very serious. We'll be back with a good doctor.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Dr. Richard Glenn Moir, And he's the chief counsel at the Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics, CCLE. And we went to his website and found out that he did indeed represent Dr. Schell and did get a favorable ruling in one area. But they say, oh, we can still force drug other people in some cases. But still, he's in jail. Still, all this is going on without even taking him to trial. Before we go back to Dr. Boire and get into some more of these important questions, and perhaps if he can stay with us longer, take some calls, you need to go to prisonplanet.tv. We just launched it. All my documentary films are uploaded there for you to watch. Weekly television reports we do, almost daily special print reports, a monthly online newsletter. I did this because we've got four servers now total, 20 million plus individual visitors a month, and this is what we have to do because of bandwidth, supplement it by having some folks that sign up there at prisonplanet.tv for a lot of exclusive, insightful content. So if you believe in what we're doing and want to be able to hear all these interviews and the video, all of it, prisonplanet.tv. Also, I've made 10 documentary films and written a book, published another book, carry a lot of other great books and videos about the police state, mind control, government-sponsored terror. You're authorized to make copies of my videos for nonprofit educational purposes and spread the word. Please call and get the films or the books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or our secure online shopping cart at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. Again, that's 888-253-3139. Going back to Dr. Boire, if people want to visit the amazing website, Center for Cognitive Liberty and Ethics, how do they do that?
Well, our website is at www.cognitiveliberty.org.
CognitiveLiberty.org, cognitive, C-O-G-N-I-T-I-V-E, CognitiveLiberty.org. We've got a link to that again on the website. I know you're a very busy man. Can you stay with us a little bit more into the next hour to take calls?
Sure.
That's great. So callers, we'll get to you here in just about 4 minutes, I promise. If you want to talk to Dr. Boire, it's 800-259-9231. Dr. Boire, you heard my question before we went to break. I've seen Pentagon documents laughing, oh, we're going to sell everybody on having an implantable chip, then even plug-ins of the brain through fads, through the young people. I mean, very chilling stuff. DARPA documents on hive minds. I mean, this is really Matrix-like, but they even have programs called the Matrix for data collection. How do you see them selling this to us?
Well, I guess I'm not so concerned about them selling it because, I can critique that from just like the standard critique of consumerism and you know, the concerns about how marketing can operate on the mind. But I think my greater concern is not about them selling it to us because then you got a buyer, but about...
Well, we just lost the good doctor. So we'll call Dr. Boire back. That was very interesting. We'll call Dr. Boire back directly and get him back on the show. Are you doing that, Scott? Okay, good. Thank you. There's a bunch of other issues we have not covered yet in this story. And again, it's just each paragraph is a bullet point of new technologies. They're not really new, but new to the public, being deployed, developed by the National Security Agency and others through their surrogates in the private corporate and pharmacological, psychological power structures. We got tens of millions of people in the Western world on Prozac and speed and everything else. Now they want to put the troops on it. They want to grab you and forcibly drug you, you name it. What do you think about it, callers? We'll come back with Dr. Boire and your calls in the third hour. I hope that you will stay with us. And again, I hope that you will get the videos and wake people up because we use the truth to break all that mind control and conditioning. We have keys in that process. Please put them in the lock. We'll be back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.